afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, wherever you are, whatever the time is, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, sit back and relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
The second someone mentioned you are all alone, I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. That had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel like grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I will leave the light on.
I love that song, Leave the Light On. I think we all need a light on somewhere left on in our lives, don't we? Just when we're maybe feeling a bit down and out, to see that little light saying, it's okay, come over here. Hey, now listen, I was listening to the radio the other day and they were talking about compliments and whether you receive compliments or are you a compliment giver. And I had to think about that actually. I don't know, Irene, have you been complimented about anything in your life or was it something you often get?
Oh, in my life, yes. I mean, when I was hot and sexy, my legs got a whole pile of compliments. And, you know, I mean, loads and loads of compliments, but I think probably it's turned around a little bit now and it's more like I give them and I praise them. Specifically thinking about a young man, went to this fabulous little cafe called The Refinery in Pairoa on my little adventure this week, and there was a young man in there, 18 years of age, who was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. He's training to be a model and going to university and studying for some bachelor's degree or something, and he lives in Auckland and he goes to Pairoa for his work every weekend. Amazing, wow. Delightfully charming young man. So, yes, loads of compliments to him.
Irene's in a panic. Can you just, I know you listeners out there, you can hear that. And she's like, oh my gosh, I left my phone on. And she's just now panicking. But that's okay.
We just threw it in the bathroom. It's one of those messenger calls, which is really, really hard to even turn on, let alone turn off. So.
Talking about calls, I got two calls today and I wish I'd never answered them. Well, actually, I don't mind that I had answered them, but I just thought, oh, really? And, you know, often when a private number comes up, I'm always suspicious. I think if you can't be bothered showing me your number, I don't know whether, you know, you're worth talking to. But it was the bank and I had given some feedback to the bank and they rung me to talk about my feedback. And I thought, wow, actually somebody's listening. But the second phone call, a number came up, which I didn't recognise. So I thought, oh, well, I'll take that. And here's good old Vivo Beauty Salon going, yes. Hey, we've got a special on. Would you like to come in? You haven't been in for a while. And I just went, yeah, why not? I said, and good marketing. Good on you.
Well, you are so good because I don't. If it comes up as being, you know, a number but not in my contact list or a private number and I let it go to answer phone, if it's the bank, they will leave a message for me. You know, if it's somebody I want to talk to or who really wants to talk to me, they'll leave a message for me. And then I'll listen to the message and I'll get straight back to them. But all the marketing ones, nah, if they don't leave a message, then they don't get a phone call back.
Actually, I suppose as a student, you recognise how important marketing is, and especially around surveys. And I will actually answer a survey if I'm in the mood to, or if I kind of think, actually, this is really important to this person, not kind of the generic ones, you know, that go on, but especially where it's kind of important or I kind of have a passion for the subject and I kind of think, oh, okay, and because I just know how important it is sometimes, but yeah.
Yes, I do a lot of surveys as well. I think it's really good. And particularly if it's a company who's really working hard for the client, you know, not working hard to cut costs and give less for the client, working hard for the client. So I really love giving them good feedback and getting into their surveys.
I've somehow got clicked into an alcohol survey. I don't know why. But anyway.
You should pass that one to me. It's my forte, not yours.
I've been on it for years, actually, and I think they ring back every 2 years or something. And it's interesting because the questions they ask, have you bought any alcohol after midnight? No. Have you been out drinking after midnight? No. And I ended up going to the girl, oh, my God, my life's got so boring, you know, kind of past 10 o'clock, have you bought any alcohol? No. Have you been out drinking after 10 o'clock? No.
Well, I had a funny one recently because I quite often do the sports and the council ones. And I had a survey recently about sports and how much you do and where you go and so on and so forth. So I answered it all and then at the end you have to fill in your details. And they actually rang me up and asked me if I'd done the survey. And I said, yes, I did. I just did the survey recently. And they said, oh, that's all right. We just needed to check because we want to make sure we get a really good, correct analysis of and they said there were a couple of things in there that had us thinking that maybe, and I thought, yeah, they're going to see that I'm 70 and they go, some of the things, think I'm right? So they were checking to see whether it was genuine or not. Very good. It was good that they did that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, and now for our listeners out there, what do you fill in surveys? Do you pick up that phone when you don't know who it is? Do tell us and tell us your stories as well. I think it's quite fun, actually. Yeah. So anyway, talking about, what were we talking about? Who knows what we're talking
about?
Now,
I want to hear, are you a compliment giver or getter?
I'm probably more a giver of compliments. And yes, I will give a compliment to a stranger. When someone's looking really nice or, I don't know, anything, a stranger, I will just say something. And it's not to make somebody's, well, it does often make somebody's day. But I don't know, just sometimes I think it's just nice to be complimented.
Yes, I totally agree. And I love doing it because it always gives back a positive energy. You know, meeting people in the street and, or seeing somebody do something that's just awesome and, yeah, you just I love it. I love giving compliments. I think it's good. And the other word that I use, not just compliments, is appreciation, showing appreciation for something. It's very similar to compliments, a little bit different, but I think giving appreciation every day. If I'm in a bad mood at the end of the day, I make myself sit down and go through my day and have a look at how often I have shown appreciation for anything. Because I believe if you don't give appreciation, then you don't really get it back, you know?
No, that's true, yeah. And talking about, you know, giving compliments to strangers, it's really nice because I think sometimes we're not good at receiving compliments. And sometimes when you're just kind of walking past somebody and you give it, it just brightens their whole day and they haven't got time to go, oh, you know, oh, no, not really, you know, because you've moved on. And so I think that's quite nice. But we should be a bit better at receiving compliments, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are. I haven't seen anything change in that department. I think people respond well. I wonder that people give as many compliments as they used to. I don't know. I think so. Yeah, I think it's all... Yeah.
Cool. It's out
there. Pretty good way. It's an interesting conversation. And I love the people that inspire you. Or, you know, I sort of think back into my early days and the people who inspired me as I'm growing up. And I like to think that now I inspire others. So, yeah. Oh, well, they're all so good today.
here's a question. Who, if you were able to pick two people, whether they're with us or not, to have dinner with, who would that be? Anybody in the world, whether they're dead or alive. What two people?
I remember answering this question many years ago, and I can't remember who I chose then. I'd have to really think about it now. Most people bore me to death if I had to have dinner with them. They haven't got enough stories. It would have to be somebody. Oh, Gary McCormick would probably be a really good one, actually.
I was thinking about it, and my two currently would be Dougie Howlett, who is a ex-All Black, and Barack Obama. Be a rather interesting conversation at the table. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to have a lot of laughter when I'm having dinner.
That's an interesting comment, actually, because I don't know any of them personally, so I don't know, they may be quite a laugh.
Yeah, they could. I think I'd go for Michelle Obama. She really inspires me. I think she's an incredible woman, and I think she's incredible. Don't let me take anything away from Obama. He is just he's just an amazing man, but she is also an amazing woman, like you often find. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I asked someone this the other day, and they said the Queen and Maggie Thatcher. Now that would be an interesting conversation.
No, not the slightest bit interested in either, thank you very much.
Dear.
What did you get up to over the weekend? Anything exciting?
No, but there was one thing actually that I just I saw the other week as well, and it was these hints about keeping warm over the weekend. Now, we've got a little bit of settled weather, but if you are in Auckland, especially in South Auckland, the weekend ripped through, a bit of a tornado came through and upset a few people's lives for the time being. And it made us think about keeping warm in this dead of winter, because we're past the shortest day. So we're 1 day past the shortest day, 2 days past the shortest day. So even though it'll start getting lighter again now, it's still now kind of the middle of winter and cold. What do you do to keep warm, or what little hints have you got to keep your little place warm?
Well, it's so tiny that turning the heater on for half an hour is all it takes. and I haven't really felt the cold yet, and yet I'm a person who really does feel the cold. I'm a hot-blooded, warm climate person. And I don't think we've even got a winter yet. I mean, I was away camping over the weekend. I was away, you know, doing a big hike over the weekend and sleeping in my camper van, and I couldn't get my brand new diesel heater to work. So I was a little bit cold. I had socks on when I climbed into bed, but I wasn't, you know, they were all taken off once I was snug as a bug in bed, and I wasn't that cold that my ears were tingling and I had to wear a beanie to bed like I have done some winters. You know, it was really not that cold at all.
I think I agree with you, especially up here in Auckland, maybe not in other parts of the country so much. But, because my little miniature ponies, even though they've got the cover on, like if I don't take them off during the day, they're sweating. So you're right, it hasn't been that cold yet. But what are all those little...
We probably are going to get cold, though, which also means that we need to think about all these lovely warm hints and things. And putting the snakes on the doors, at the bottom of the doors, was one that we always did in our house at night time.
Did you make them? We used to make them as well. So Mum would sit there and help us make a snake, and we'd decorate it all pretty, and then we'd put it by the door. Yeah.
They used to frustrate me like mad because every time I tried to go out a door, I had a snake there that got jammed. I had to be moved or something. But you were talking about putting snakes or something on top of your curtains as well.
Yes. Now I saw this on. Now let me get it right. I think it was Seven Sharp. The one that's on TV One, they were talking about it there, and I'd never seen this before. So they rolled up a towel and they put the towel above the or on top of the curtain rail. So the theory was heat rises, and then of course it escapes around the back of the curtain rail and out the window. So they rolled up a towel and put it on top of the curtain rail. So theoretically, it held it held some of that warmth in. I've never heard of that before. I mean, I've put it on window sills, and as you say, the snake by the door, but not on top of the curtain rail.
Right. So that would be a house that had a railing rather than, sort of curtain rail that had a gap at the top.
Yeah.
Personally, I think the double glazing on the windows is the most efficient heat-saving thing that you can have, and they're nowhere near as expensive as they used to be. So I would think that every house in New Zealand is getting double glazing in it now, particularly in the South Island anyway.
I think the new houses have to, don't they? But to redo your house, especially if you've got a lot of windows, it would be quite an expense.
I saw something in Mitre 10 the other day that it's some sort of product that you... It's like a see-through plastic thing that sticks to your window and does the same thing as double glazing. I thought that was quite interesting. I find I am getting cold in here, I might try that on the back door areas where I haven't got any curtains or anything and see if that works.
Yeah, and then I suppose you just rip it off in summer when you want to open your windows. Actually, yes, you're right. I had a mate in England who did that to her windows. And I think she just used a hairdryer and stuck it on, and it kind of, as it kind of heated and then shrunk and expanded, it kept it all quite tight, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
I wonder how well it would work, because to me double glazing is you've got that pocket of air in the middle there which insulates the air from moving through, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm no expert on that, so... If we've got any experts out there on diesel heaters, I need to know, please.
Actually, another thing I saw, and I thought this was interesting because it was probably just as much the same thing as putting on another jumper, and they had this like electric, what did they call it? Snug rug or something? So essentially it was an electric blanket, but it was a rug that you put on yourself, not in your bed. You sat on your chair and you put this blanket over you and you plugged it in the wall.
While you're watching TV and all the rest of it, yeah.
And I thought, well, what's the difference of just putting on another jumper?
Yeah.
And tripping over.
It's money-making marketing things.
And I wondered.
Carry on. There's so many things that are, on the market now that people will buy. And I look at them and I go, yes, okay, all right.
Exactly, yeah. And I kind of think with all of these little gimmicky things, that's one little extra bit of power, one little extra bit of power. And even though they say, it doesn't take much power, that's one thing. Then there's another little thing that, doesn't take much power. Then another thing, doesn't take, and it just keeps adding up and adding up. And you end up with this big power bill, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you were off on the weekend, your diesel heater, so...
I know. Well, first of all, we hiked up to the Waitawita Hut, which is down in the sort of Tauranga area, not as far south as Tauranga, through the gorge. What's the name of the gorge? Down by Pairoa, south of Pairoa. And so we went and did this hike. And, of course, we knew the weather was going to be bad. We'd been watching it all week, and all week it'd be constantly changing. Every day it was something different, something different, something different. So we rang on the Saturday morning early. We rang the dock department and checked, and the woman said, no, you'll be fine, go on up. Well, we did. And it's lucky we decided to go up a little bit later because of the timing of the weather. We sort of went, okay, well, we're not going to start until 11, right? Normally we'll start about 9. So we started about 11, which if we'd started at our normal 9, it would have been better. But we got, you know, sort of an hour away from the hut and the rain started. But the rain started without the wind and I went, uh-oh, this is not good. We have this saying, rain before the wind, bring your topsails in, you know. So it was like, okay, we know we're going to get a big one coming in. So we got to the hut absolutely drenched from head to foot. And fabulous, absolutely fabulous, no problem. The hut was a typical dock hut, beautifully done, tons of wood all loaded up. So we got the fire going. There were another couple of groups there and we had lugged up a bottle of Glaber because one of our girls' birthdays. So we were playing cards and drinking Glaber and had this wonderful time and then went down, watched the glowworms, you know, covered in raincoats and everything, but the glowworms by the river were still all out, absolutely beautiful. And then went to bed and it proceeded to come down, thunder, lightning. It was so loud, it was unbelievable. Nobody could sleep. And all I could think about, because my mates are very novice at this hunting and the rangers type thing, and all I could think about was, oh, we crossed about 5 streams where the water was up to our ankles or calves. Those streams are going to be raging rivers. How are we going to get back out of them? So it was interesting. So we sort of didn't leave the hut until about 10 o'clock in the morning. Once again, my friends were going, oh, it'll be fine. And I'm thinking, okay. So we get to the first little stream. And it was a raging river, which we didn't have a show of getting across. And so we had to climb up into the bush and go as high as we could until there was a sort of boulder area, which gave us more protection from getting swept down river, which we managed. And we were up to our waist in water just about. So this is how it went for the whole walk until we got to the bottom. And the funny thing was, we met the ranger at the bottom and he's going, now, ladies, how come you went and did that hike? You obviously didn't check the weather. You should never have gone. Safety is the prime importance. We looked at each other and said, we rang you guys. He told us it was all right. He was horrified. He was absolutely horrified. He's waiting at the bottom to see, because there was us and 5 others. And the other 5 had already, they're much younger and fitter, and they'd all gone before us. So we were the last to come out. And he was waiting at the bottom and going to have to do a bit of a trek up there. But when we were walking out, there were parts of the track where it was 6 feet above us.
Wow.
The river had, a flash flood had gone through during the night and it had been so high. Yeah, amazing.
Absolutely. It's incredible, isn't it, eh? Just starting somewhere and how Mother Nature just changed. I suppose that's how we get stuck out there. Gosh,
yes.
Imagine that. Irene stuck out in the bush out in the camp without any wine. My gosh, we can't even imagine that, can we? Well, maybe we'll carry on this story next week because that's all we've got time for today. And yeah, we'll see. I think also it reminds what Irene's story reminds us. Tell us what you do in the middle of winter. Do you get out there and enjoy the weather in a whole different way? But anyway, we'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
Storm is coming soon, it rolls in front.